Hey, make sure that you subscribe to the Lando Calrissian Experience and all the different shows on Lando Cal Experience on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere that you would want to get your podcasting from. So you may be listening to this on the Strata Low Cash feed. And if you are, make sure you go over to Lando Cal feed and subscribe there so you can get more content, more things about nerd culture and movies and comics and topics that we'll be having going out. Email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Lando Calrissian Experience, as well as find us on Twitter too, Lando Cal Pod, on Twitter as well. So we're everywhere social media is too. So go on there, check us out, follow us, all that good stuff. Also, this episode is sponsored by Rabbit Charger, rabbitcharger.com. And Rabbit Charger is a rapid way of charging your phone between multiple outlets at the same time, without the long cords and long issues that you normally have about trying to find your charger, and rid you of the clutter, and also gives you swappable charging tips for Android and iOS's. So go ahead and check them out at rabbitcharger.com and support their Kickstarter they have going on as well. And welcome to the show.
Welcome to our Game of Thrones wrap-up show. We finally got everybody here. Mm-hmm. Raven has been on hiatus, wants to be a lawyer.
doing my real job, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, so there's nothing wrong with it, you know, prosecuting people.
No.
Defending people, I know. Defending people, thank you for being back.
Yeah.
Tyler's been holding it down, you know, for us, you know. Matt's been holding it down.
Yeah.
You're the only one that's been, people thought that we just kicked the woman off the show.
No, that's not happening.
We got an email, actually, that said, asked us that. Like, did y'all just kick the woman off the show because it just seemed like you guys had, you wanted to be by yourselves.
Whatever. I'm back, boys.
They got that show where we sat around the table and drank for 45.
Yeah, that's the first one. No, that's the 44. And that one wasn't even a Game of Thrones episode. That was his Prince.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the one we did at my house.
Oh, that one was even more crazy, though.
We just sat around and drank for 45 minutes. We had to start the show over.
After that 15 minutes. They never even, nobody even heard that point. That one. Nobody ever heard, didn't even hear that one at all. All right, Tyler, thank you for coming back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Matt, back in that place. We do have a sponsor for this episode, Rabbit Charger. How often do you search for an available phone or tablet charger because the one that you had is missing? Well, Rabbit Charger installs into any standard outlet so it won't go missing, and its retractable cable gets those messy charging cables off your countertops and floors when you no longer need it. In addition to being secure to the outlet and having a retractable cable, the Rabbit Charger also has swapping charging tips so you can charge all of your Apple and Android devices at the best of all and charge two devices simultaneously so that there's no fighting over who's using the charger. Make sure you go to rabbitcharger.com and check them out, or you can go to their Kickstarter page they have going on, Kickstarter/rabbitcharger.
Okay, can you spell that for the people
and
for me? Because I don't know if you're saying rabbit,
rabbit. Okay. R-A-B-B-I-T charger.com.
All right.
Rabbit.
All right.
Like I thought it was rabbit. Like, when he sent it to me at first, though, shout out to you, Pat, though. I thought it was like a porn thing or something, like a rabbit charge, like a rabbit.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I was like, man, maybe you need to flip this and do that too, though, because that's actually a good name for a charger for a
cordless charging would be useful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how many women to be on that?
I'll somebody my can comments still. Comments to myself.
Yes. Some woman to be on there right now. So shout out to that. So let's jump on in.
Shout out to the charger, to what you just talked about.
Shout out to what I just talked about. Somebody's going to use this idea, though, and be a millionaire next week.
I'm going to go do it right now.
You're sending up now on your phone. All right, let's go ahead and jump on in. Raven, you haven't been here, so what have been your thoughts, especially on the last episode?
Yeah, I feel like the show's finally picking up. I can't believe we're already halfway through the season. I really enjoyed this last week's episode. There's a lot of emotional moments in there. I think everybody can agree that the Hodor scene was just extremely intense. The whole episode was really suspenseful.
Yeah.
So I thought this was an awesome episode this past week.
All right, Matt, your first initial thoughts.
Well, man, I mean, when you look at it, it was just like, wow, who saw that coming? I mean, I think the whole storyline with Bran and how he's just basically just getting in trouble for being a voyeur the whole time. Like, Bran just likes to watch. He's just that type of freak, it seems like. So he it keeps getting him in more and more trouble. But I mean, it's I mean, yeah, that it was. It just keeps getting more fascinating. They haven't had two shows this season that are the same way, and I've enjoyed that. That's been great so far.
All right, Tyler.
I liked it a lot. I thought I wasn't as connected to Hodor as I feel like a lot of people are, mostly because I basically gain an emotional attachment to characters based on how entertaining they are. And he wasn't all that entertaining to me. He seemed like a sweet guy. I liked it. It was clearly, I mean, this was clearly like a George R. R. Martin thing.
Yeah.
Like, he had the name plan from the very first book, and he just kind of had this in his back pocket waiting to pull it out. And it was the first reveal like that that's been just on the show. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun.
That was cool, though, yeah.
Having read the books, I've always been kind of at a little bit of a remove when surprising things happen, because if I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, I kind of generally know where things are headed with this. And this is the first one that was a big event, and it's kind of a noble sacrifice from Hodor. But it also, it tells you, and what was more interesting to me is it tells you so much about how the world works, and that Bran can affect events in the past. And the Three-Eyed Raven then was able to affect events in the past. And so we don't know what strings he may have pulled to change things at any point in time. And Bran now has that ability. Mm. And that's going to be really interesting, I think, going forward to see if he changes anything. I think one thing you mentioned last week maybe was that the theory, like the fan theory about the Mad King. And
yeah,
the Mad King was mad because he was hearing these voices.
Somebody trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
And it being Bran. People believe that the Three-Eyed Raven is Bran.
That's interesting.
That he's basically trying to help himself recorrect everything. Like he was saying, like, you're going to be next.
Yeah.
You know. So, I thought it was an awesome episode. Hold the door, that was dope. Like, mm-hmm. George R. R. Martin is a fucking prick, man, for that. Because, I just thought Hodor was going to be there. I thought he was going to die, but not like that. And not like that. That's what his name meant the whole time. His real name is Willis. You know,
yeah.
Like Willis.
It seems so. And the hold the door Hodor thing in retrospect seems so obvious.
Yeah. That's what makes me even more mad. Like it could have been something even more deeper. Like where it's like it was an acronym for something. You're like, oh, I would have never got that. And that was an acronym.
Yeah.
No, it means hold the door. Like, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes me really confused about the whole time travel thing.
Yeah,
though,
it gets into Terminator territory.
So can someone die in one of those past scenes? Like, could the White Walker have killed Bran in that scene? And then what would have happened to him in current time? And so it kind of confuses me about what can happen at those different dimensions.
Well,
I thought it was dope that they went into the story of the Night's King, though, just like that. That is such a little surface level, because I mean, it's like, you know, you see that he really was just a man, and then you just get the idea about how long all that stuff's been going on. I mean, you got the Children of the Forest that are there, and it's like they're like incredibly old, like even older than I thought about them being. I mean, like it opened up so many different types of storylines to even go into seeing how that whole thing came together because of that. And yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that the thing about timing and the thing about time travel, that's a whole nother wrinkle. And it's really one I hope they don't go too far into, because time travel has ruined some things.
Oh,
I mean, look at
X-Men.
Yes, look at Days of Future Past, and look at how confusing that got on the other end of that. So it's like, I hope that that's just kind of, you know, entertained, but not like all the way indulged with, because I don't want for Game of Thrones to turn into one of those like turn like the butterfly effect part
exactly.
7 or anything like that.
They did come out with a lot of sequels.
It's a really easy way to disappear up your own ass from a narrative standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and that the only thing you start dealing with is the rules of time travel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of interesting because it's like, well, obviously what happened to Hodor already happened, and what everything else that happened to Bran already that we saw couldn't have happened without Hodor.
Mm-hmm.
Hodor. So the question is, are things preordained going forward? I mean,
mm-hmm.
did that have to happen? So that'll be interesting. I don't know that he's going to really explore it all that much.
Mm-hmm.
He's got kind of bigger fish to fry as far as where this thing's headed. But it will be interesting. There's probably going to be some point that in retrospect it's going to be very obvious, but that Bran did something very monumental to put all this in motion in some way. And it may be that the Mad King went mad because Bran was trying to fix that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we'll get a lot of flashbacks to that, though.
Well, I mean, they said that they said this might be going. They may be doing a flashback of the Mad King.
Oh, really?
So yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be this season, but they said that. And then Benjen's supposed to be back next episode.
Who?
Yeah,
Benjen, his uncle.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a Night's Watch.
Old Benjen or like young Benjen?
Young Benjen, his uncle. No, his uncle.
No, I mean I get it, but is it going to be like?
No, this well, they're not saying no. He's listed. We don't know. He's listed in the credits mm-hmm. for this week. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think Sean Bean is supposed to be filming some scenes.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Even though we talked about that last week, we don't know why he wasn't in the Tower of Joy scene. Like, he was just, yeah. That guy looked super young. Like, yeah. Like he was like 17 in that scene.
Yeah.
He had to come back to give Jon Snow his outfit. he gave him some hairstyling tips and the same outfit that he was rocking before he left Winterfell.
Speaking of Jon Snow, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed the Brienne comment about him being all brooding,
yeah.
but being understanding, considering, or whatever. I thought that was a nice like comedic
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It made me go back and watch that Seth Meyers skit of Jon Snow as the dinner guest.
Oh yeah.
So let's go into that. Jon Snow and the Wall. What do you guys think about that so far?
Well, I mean, I think that the fact that Jon's been kind of he hasn't come back and just been outrageous and like going crazy, like dealing with, you know, coming back from the dead. You know, I mean, he got justice over the people he wanted to, but he's kind of been cautious. Like, he hasn't really been the one that's been really pushing to go into this war until Sansa every time has been like, yo, we got to do this. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you got our little brother. Like, we have to go and do this. And Jon's like,
he was ready to take off.
He's like, I died. Like, I don't want to do that again. You know? I don't have any interest in that. But, like, Jon has been, you know, he's kind of been the voice of reason. But, I mean, you know, if you're a fighter, if you're a warrior, that's only going to last for so long. And, mm-hmm. you know, all that's coming to a head. But mm-hmm. I like his storyline. It's just, I feel like it's kind of like the pot's boiling there. And, like, a lot's about to happen. That you might not, but it might not be so clear yet, but it's about to take off like this week.
Like, my question, do you all think Littlefinger is lying about the situation where her great uncle supposedly taking over the River Run?
He's always lying.
No, I think that he's definitely setting things up to get Brienne killed, though. Littlefinger does not like that she's now Sansa's protector, and I think he's going to try to get rid of her. And if that's a ploy, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good thought. He's always playing an angle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if he's lying about that, and then for them to get there and find out that nobody's there. But I do have the veil, like, you know, like, almost like, well, you do need an army, because you promised the army for the rest of your whole thing to John. Well, you know, I got the veil to help you out, you know, but you want to give me some of this pussy, you know, give me some of that pussy, and then we good. That's exactly, I guarantee you he's going to try to do that.
Littlefinger's been in it for that since, like,
eight hey, he's been in angling what, for that in, for the beginning, I think.
In a scene that would be profoundly creepy, and sadly, probably not even in the top 10 of creepy.
No, but it would, because you know he had to think for his mom, so it's like, I'm gonna get the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get the daughter. He had to think for the mom. I'm gonna get the daughter.
Yeah.
It's like getting you all over again when you was a teenager. It's like the ultimate creepy old man move he's on right now.
Even though he should look older though, and like he should be older, but they got him played down as younger in Game of Thrones. It looks like.
Yeah, I think it's that'll be interesting to see where that goes. I think they're going to go into the River Run and the Blackfish a little bit. And this may be where, you know, Jaime may end up there. They may have just delayed Jaime's storyline from the books where he goes to River Run a little bit. Which I think would be interesting. I like Jaime a lot better when he's not with Cersei.
Oh, yeah.
He's just much more interesting. he's more fun. He's
less
funnier.
Creepy.
He's not having sex with his sister, which I generally view as a good thing. And so I think it'd be good to split him off from her, because as of right now, he's just kind of standing around
doing nothing.
You know what though? I think Jaime. I don't know. Jaime's been the one that's been the most fired up about everything, though. Like, he came back, like, having seen his daughter get killed and found out about what happened with his sister and everything, and he's the one that walked in there to see the Grand Sparrow, like, yo, we got an issue that we need to solve. And, like, the entire time, he's been sitting back like, yo, I don't care what we do, we got an issue that we need to solve. And I mean, from looking at the previews for this week, it sounds like that issue is about to come to a head. On
well,
the
it's
steps
not, but it's not them though. It seems like they're playing the Tyrells though. Like it's the
well, I mean,
Tyrell
it
banner.
It wouldn't be the Lannisters if they weren't, you know, having somebody else get involved in
well, no, I think. But we talked about this last week. The Lannisters are supposed to have the biggest army in all Westeros. Like, why are you telling someone else to bring their army? And
because
bring
they
got to
save their army for the real war. Like, I think that I think that they're not putting their people up front because of the fact that. Basically, why spend your money if you can spend
somebody else's money? That's what we were saying last week. That's what we were saying last week.
You know, so
that's a good way to put that. That's gonna be interesting. I'm interested to see Sam's in the previews for this
one.
He's gonna get to where his family is. Mm-hmm. I think from what I recall in the books, he tells his family that he knocked up Gilly, and. He knows they're either going to take care of him because his dad's going to be finally proud that he did like
something.
A manly thing and got a woman pregnant.
Yeah.
So his dad's not going to care that he like fathered this bastard with this random girl.
Sam was like top five stepfather of all time. Like,
oh, it's just him.
Like easily. It's like Shaq's dad, Uncle Phil, and Sam Darling. Like,
that's a good one. Or in a Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Papalopoulos.
And Joe Clark for everybody in Utah.
He's like,
they're the anti-Sidney Poitier. I mean, Danny Glover.
The anti-Danny Glover. Yeah, I think people that he's Littlefinger's lying about everything, man.
Always. Mm-hmm. Rule number one, Littlefinger's lying about something.
Yeah, he's lying about something.
I don't
know.
I think there may be some mutual interest. With Sansa.
I think she loves him. I think she likes him. Mm-hmm. Like, she likes that creepy stuff, though. Like, I think that she's gonna end up becoming, like, a small, little, like, womanly little finger. That's not as kind of angling, because if you look at it, remember Brienne said, why'd you lie to your brother and not tell him what,
yeah,
you know, the whole
yeah.
story? So it's like, she's starting
to protect him in some way. Or,
yeah, but
I just think
she
didn't want John to kill him.
She has the ability to be manipulative, too.
I think that if she would have said what was really going on right then, John would have walked outside with his wolf and would have killed him. And they would
his
have lost
His wolf is the only one left now, right?
Brands is, too. And then, Brands died. But, no, the other one's alive, though. Arya's is alive.
The other one's roaming the countryside.
Well, you know, in the books, they talk about it. She's, like, got a pack.
Yeah.
She got a super pack of other, like, dire wolves that, like, follow her. Like, she's supposed to be big as shit, too.
The wolves have a much cooler part in the books.
Yeah.
They're a much bigger part of the story. I guess it's just too expensive to CGI them all the time.
Yeah, because they're big as hell.
I mean, it's just like a big German shepherd. Just pull that camera away.
Yeah, it seems like they could do the Hobbit thing where they, like, do forced perspective stuff on it.
Yeah,
but
you don't want it to end up like the ones in Twilight where they're, you know.
Oh,
Twilight.
<terrible.
laughs> I mean, the thing is, like, in the books, like I realized, this is something I realized. I was like, so far, dire wolves have died when people have made a bad choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's the only way, like, your dire wolf that you think about with Sansa, with hers, mm-hmm. where she took up for...
like a form of punishment.
Yeah, like it's almost a form of punishment.
She went off with
Joffrey. She lied and everything for Joffrey,
mm-hmm.
and she lost her dire wolf because of that. You know, you got...
Bran was fiddling around and stuff
around
he
with,
shouldn't
yeah,
have been involved
yeah.
in his dire wolf.
Although,
in the history of gangster deaths in TV, that dire wolf is like, go ahead.
Yeah. I got this. And then Rob, Rob for, you know, not keeping his oath and marrying a Frey. I don't know why he just wouldn't marry the Frey. I never understood
that.
You ain't got to even touch this broad, man. Let her go. Send her back somewhere. Let her chill out. And stay with your other chick.
That's what dudes did
in the 40s and 50s.
It's not like this is a
had a woman
like
on the side of
society
town.
Where that's like a problem. Like you can have the girl on the
yeah.
side. It's like no big deal.
I'm like, you know, I gotta marry. Look at Talia. I gotta marry this other bitch. You know what it is, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna even touch it. You can stand in there if you want to and watch.
I thought that was so weird that
wow.
they changed. Speaking about something that's totally irrelevant to everything on the episode, I thought it was so weird how they changed. Because it's Jane Poole in the book, and she's from a totally different family,
mm-hmm.
and it's a totally different situation. And that was such a weird change to me on the show.
For the Sansa.
Dramatically change it to...
Talia, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they weren't going to try to do that whole storyline. And I think they might be dropped... Because part of me keeps thinking the phrase is going to come back into this at some point. You know, I don't know how or when, because you got to think Ramsay has killed his daughter, one of his daughters. And everybody, and it's so crazy. Nobody believes Ramsay that everybody died naturally. Nobody believes, like, well, our enemies did it. Everybody's like, no, anyway, man. Like we said, like, dude, like yeah.
Right. Dude walked in and was like, yeah, right before you killed your father. And right.
Like, no. Our enemies poisoned him. Okay, anyway, man. Do you want to talk about this or what? Like, nobody believes you with that.
By the way.
Does anybody need more people than Ramsay? Like, he needs more people. His lies are just egregiously terrible.
See,
like,
but that's the whole other theory that they think that people think that everything is a setup to just encompass it with all these people that he don't know. Like, all these people that he thought were allies really were trying to set him up. Because him killing his dad was like a dumbass move.
Yeah,
that was really short-sighted.
Yeah, because you got to think about, like, who... You don't even know these people, and you're, like, thinking they're all your allies and they're all cool, and the North people are different... And they do their own thing. And you think that you cool with all them?
Plus, okay, so you're threatened by the heir, which is a baby. You've got a while you got to deal with this problem. This. Like, you have a significant amount of time to deal with this and set it up. Like, if you want him dead,
or just
you can
kill
do
the
it.
Baby, though. I thought he was gonna just kill the baby on like some slick stuff. Not kill his dad. That make you know that made no sense.
Yeah, that was just a. He's clearly headed for a downfall at some point. I guess the question is whether or not he's going to live out the season.
I'm more anxious about his death than Joffrey's. I think.
Yeah, he's become.
I think
the new.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never been more satisfied in a televised moment than when Joffrey died. Ever.
It was
nothing.
But I don't think Ramsay's going to die. Though. Who's going to be the big villain if Ramsay dies?
The dude's dying in Ireland.
Donald Trump. Okay, we can jump in.
He goes right.
I don't even know. Is he really a villain though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Euron Greyjoy.
Oh, okay.
Is he a villain or just in a disagreement with him?
No,
I think Euron's probably gonna. I think they're setting up that Euron is going to side probably with Ramsay. And
because he's gonna get blocked from Daenerys because obviously it looks like
she is not having him.
But I think that calling them are actually sailing. Theon and his sister are sailing to Meereen.
Yeah, I think that's how they're gonna get. They've got the ships. That's how they're gonna get their army over.
Yeah,
and I think they're gonna kind of come to the rescue on that point, and they're gonna join. And probably the agreement is that after Dany kicks everyone's ass and conquers the world. You're against the shitty little Iron Islands that for some reason she wants to be in charge of. Yeah, there's every time they ever show them, it's like a rock sticking out of the ocean with nothing on it.
And a whole bunch of random other rocks around it.
Yeah. You know what? Have your rock. It's fine.
But in the books, though, like, if you don't read the books, in the books, Euron was like a nut. Like, he's like got like tattoos like crazy, like blue beard. He's got a whole bunch of tats. Yeah. He's got like these things. Like he's got like this mystical thing about him too, though. Like spirits and shit.
Yeah,
and all kind of stuff.
He
can
be able to like control spirits and all. That
yeah, it's
stuff.
Like some
that
weird
would make
stuff.
Make him more interesting.
Yeah, like he's like he was like scared. Like when you read it, you think like he's scary looking almost. Like this guy showed up.
He looks like Joshua Morrow from Dawson's Creek. I was like,
which
is that
Pacey?
That?
Mm-hmm. Pacey?
Dawson's Creek.
God,
that wasn't a part of my preteen.
He said it wasn't part of my preteen.
He's just kind of a thug. Like, he's just kind of a bruiser. Hell of a...
He looks like somebody that Batman should be dealing with as opposed to, you know, somebody on this show.
The Iron Man.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, he kind of does look like Mickey Rourke from Iron Man 2.
So, I mean, you think that he's going to end up going Ramsay?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to.
He's going to figure out that he can't sail to get with Daenerys?
Yeah, he's clearly set up as like kind of the asshole.
You know what, though? I don't think there's
situation.
Enough time for that. I don't think there's enough time for him and Ramsay to link up because Ramsay's situation is imminent. This dude's trying to build 100 ships.
Instead of 1,000.
A thousand ships out of people's houses.
when they clearly don't have any trees anywhere.
And look, it's got keep in mind they live on a rock like you sell a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
He had like three dudes with him talking about, we're about to build 1,000 ships. I was like,
yeah, I was like, how the heck did they escape that quickly with all those ships while he's getting baptized? I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have had a lot of loyal people.
That was a hell of a baptism, by the way. I'm glad they don't always do that.
They had a lot of, it looked like they had a lot of, like, loyalists maybe that came. Like, maybe it's two people on every boat. Maybe it's not the people on each boat. Like, everybody's got to do everything. There's no captain.
She had to have a lot of people follow her.
Yeah.
How funny would it have been, though, since he, like, just took over and it allowed that to happen, if somebody just slit his throat from behind. Like, watch the ships go off the
right.
Well, you are clearly terrible at this job, so we got to start.
Nobody was watching the boats.
Okay, so the thing that struck me about that, that was the funniest thing about it, was you can't tell me that that election for him to become the king wasn't like what you expect for the prime, for the
for Donald Trump. That's what you call it.
What you
Trump?
Expect for the conventions to be, both Democratic and Republican conventions are about to be ridiculous like that. Like, Yar came out like, yeah, I got the claim, and there was like, all right, cool, we know you, we mess with you, and then dude came up like, no, I got it, and it was like, oh. So then he just throws some insults at her, makes a couple of dickless jokes at Theon, and then they're like, well, we're going to roll with him. I was like,
we got to go with the guy that makes funny, like, dickless jokes.
I was like, Donald Trump just came on Game of Thrones. Like, this is crazy. Like, he just started talking louder and saying more ridiculous shit, and he just got crowned king. Now, I'm hoping that this doesn't really imitate reality in reality, but it was hilarious to see what happened right there. Jesus Christ. I mean, but now I don't know what happens there now. I think that happening almost kind of closed the loop on that storyline for right now.
Oh, you think we're going to go back to the Iron Islands for a while?
Yeah, I think that the coming of the Iron Islands might kind of loom in the background, but I don't think that there's not really anywhere you can't say we're about to make this grand fleet of ships and just pop up with it two shows later. I'm going to be like, what the hell? Like,
you said they ain't got no wood either, so they're going to have to go into some...
They're going to have to pillage and plunder. Like, and pillaging and plundering takes
with no
more
boats.
Than two
they're
shows.
They're going to go on Pinterest and look up the best way to officially make
Pinterest.
Trips.
I'm going to make your own iron battleship.
Now, I have a... This is my theory, but what's today's date?
26.
May 26, 2016, I think Ramsay and the Sand Snakes are in cahoots together.
Really?
Really? Interesting.
It came to me in a dream last night.
You think his reach is that far?
I don't think he's doing it, but I think that everybody, they came together somehow and overthrowing these other, basically their bastard situations that became his. She has no right to the crown of where she's at. He has no right to the crown lineage-wise either.
Yeah.
And I don't know how... I'm sure they may have some backdoor ways that maybe they were sending scouts to talk and messages, but it's just like... It seemed like it was real convenient that she kills all the main people there, and he does the same thing basically within an episode of each other. And they're like kind of almost parallel almost.
Yeah, they're definitely parallel.
Yeah.
You know, like if he felt like his pops was holding him back, she felt like...
Her brother-in-law
was holding him back. Well, fake brother-in-law because she couldn't marry him.
I still just think she's so much more honorable despite what she did.
So you think it could be the possibility of what I'm saying?
Oh, I just don't like her. Like,
I love her and the Sand Snakes. I want to be a Sand Snake.
She's just... I was like, how the hell? Like, they were some cutthroat ass broads, man. Like, they was out there going...
Which one would you be? Would you be the one that has that weird thing for brawn, or would you be like one of the other ones? Which weapon would you be? Would you do the spear or like the whip?
No, she would be like the main with the mother. Like, that's what reminded me of, like, Raven the mother.
I don't know.
You know, you killed my man.
My own type.
You killed my man and let him get away with it, you know. One of those types.
Let's be honest, her man died because he was a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he was. And I don't think they really explained that more on the show, though, like how, like, he fucked up.
Yeah, he totally just...
Dog, he walked in there like, I'm the man around here.
But no, but that's how he wasn't in there. Like, in the book, you reading already that he has poisonous things. You're like, oh, shit, he got a good idea.
He came to play.
And then in the book, he really had him, like, fucked up. Like, and then he's sitting around... cheering and stuff and doing some T.O. on the star, you know, and
it's like who was it that ran, you know, they had the catch and like dropped the ball at the 1 yard line instead of crossing the fucking goal?
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah,
DeSean Jackson.
He pulled DeSean Jackson. His life and the Super Bowl were on the line.
Yeah, and Tyrion's like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, he went Like, but my problem was he was in there skipping around and twirling them swords like little streamers. I was like, I don't like this dude. I was like, he can die. I'm not comfortable watching this.
They're very fancy.
Yeah, the Dornish
people. And now we have Zombie Mountain, which is gonna be interesting.
Yeah. I need more backstory on the Children of the Corn or the Forest or
whatever they're from. I mean, they're like one of the original people, period, in the whole area.
Yeah, it just
you got the original
enough,
man.
I get that. It just wasn't enough development for me.
Because the original man is basically like the Starks. Who else is all the original man? Because basically everyone that's in power is an original man, right?
I think so.
Except the Targaryens. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows all those different places. Lannister. Maybe not even. I don't even know if the Lannisters are original men. I know the Starks are. But like they're basically the first men that came there and inhabited the area, and then they basically got into the Children of the Corn or whatever I want to call them.
Children of the Corn.
I call them Children of the Corn. No, just mm-hmm. they didn't grow. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, they get to battling and everything. But it's interesting with the White Walkers being developed by them.
Yeah. Wait, was that Dragonglass she stabbed mm-hmm. him with?
Yep, okay. It was Dragonglass. Yeah.
And who was he? Because he seemed to once be, you know, maybe a good person.
He's one of the original men.
Okay, so it makes you wonder. You know, is he all bad?
Before my theory went out the window that I thought that somehow Jon Snow was going to use them mm-hmm. for like his own kind of battle thing and then kind of fight Daenerys, that's gone out the window. Yeah, that's all gone.
But is he actually trying to kill Bran or get something from him?
Kill him, because he's able to see him and able to do, because he can, the Night's King can see and do a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. Bran can do damn near the same shit as he can, mm-hmm. except... I was like, I wonder if he can raise whites. That's what I wonder, because Bran has the same mental powers that he does.
Ah.
That's a good question.
If he can raise whites, I don't know if they're going. I don't know. And maybe Bran did, but I was thinking about, is he evil enough to raise whites though? Too, maybe it needed to be some able to tap into some other power to like, you know, go into. You know, it's kind of like being a drug dealer. You know, you know, you're just selling weed. It's a different game when you go to selling cocaine. You know, you know things. You know, everybody's not built for that jump from weed to cocaine. Or heroin or some, you know, harder drugs, you know. So I don't know if
Bran... You said Game of Thrones is going to, like, turn into American Gangster?
Yeah, basically. But I don't know. It'd be interesting, you know. Even more, y'all think Hodor is going to be white?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he can raise dead people. Yeah. Anybody that's dead is fair game. Wow. For him to raise.
Yeah. Man is 6'10 and a half. He's going
to be... He's like in a rock band or something.
He's a DJ.
He's a DJ. That's what he was, not a rock band. He's a DJ.
He's got like a Pomeranian or something. Like
that's
something
Mountain.
Little bitty dog. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the Mountain.
So let's go into a little bit of King's Landing. Not much was done this episode with it, but what do y'all, I guess from the previews and things going on, what do y'all kind of think of, feel about that?
It looks like they're going to make Margaery do the Walk of Shame, or at least try.
Yeah,
because I think you're right that the Lannisters are they're probably trying to angle that Margaery either gets killed in the attempt or so ashamed that they can get her out of there and put somebody else who's a little more accommodated in her place.
I still think they're gonna kill her brother.
Yeah,
because they get Cersei out of that situation.
Oh, I have to put him out of his misery kind of thing.
I think she's going to kill him.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't really thought about that. He sort of is just kind of. Disappeared. I mean, he's like, it's another situation where the books have more time to develop it, but like the Knight of Flowers is like a total fucking hoss in the books. Mm-hmm. Like he wins all the tournaments.
They didn't really explain it that much.
Yeah, he doesn't seem nearly as powerful on the show, but like in the books, he's like one of the best knights in the entire world.
Not on Arthur Dayne level, but he's up there, though.
Yeah. As far as, like, people they've got now.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of interesting. But that's an interesting thought. She may very well do that. They're maybe setting her up, too. Mm-hmm. They're maybe trying to set her up so that she does that.
Right.
I wonder if she's going to go to the Sparrows, then be a part of them, like, and convert.
I don't see that. She likes power too much. Or maybe she thinks that that's where she can have power.
Yeah, I mean, the High Sparrow clearly likes power, all right.
No, but I'm
saying,
my thing is, though, that she make a deal with him, like, yo, like, you can, if you all let me get out of this, I'm the queen. Do you know the powers that you could end up being at? If I'm a convert of yours and I'm the queen, you can damn near do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
And we can take Cersei out together, and that's probably, you know, maybe that's the...
Which really should be everybody's goal, because she's power-hungry, she's terrible at governing.
Well, you got the prophecies and everything with Cersei. Cersei's prophecy is that one of her brothers is supposed to kill her. Mm-hmm. That's one of the prophecies. You remember that with the bush woman?
Yeah, it starts, starts out.
Well, that's the thing, though. But some people say that it could be end up being Jamie.
I could see Jamie doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think then someone was saying that maybe the prophecy may be kind of messed up, and it could end up being a brother, like somebody like Arya too, because it was like some way it could be misinterpreted, and it could be an Arya.
Well, that's interesting because she's there to kill the woman that's playing, Cersei.
Yeah,
and I find it interesting that whatever city they're in with the many faces,
Braavos.
Yeah, that I find it interesting that the way that that family is depicted in the play is kind of respected. And not hateful or evil.
To about the Starks?
Yeah. No, not the Starks.
The Lannisters?
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I kind of had completely forgotten about that whole segment. I liked the whole play sequence because you're right. It was a totally different take
on
the same events. Yeah, and it was like a different...
And Ned's this kind view. Of...
Yeah, this bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
and that was fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to see how... You get people that are the other characters and like the just kind of the masses that are just background fodder in the show.
Yeah,
and you see their take on things.
Why did the guy playing Joffrey? What was the point of the scene with his penis in the wart? I mean, is that going to be relevant later on, or is that just like more, you know, just male frontal nudity for the fun of it on the show?
I heard it was because all the viewers, not all the viewers, but lots of viewers were complaining that there's all this female nudity and there's no male nudity, so
okay.
That the people that run the show were like, fuck you, here's a dick.
Right, especially since they had some female nudity in the same scene. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it was like, it was a smash cut to, like, his penis.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
on the entire screen.
You didn't have
screen.
An opportunity to look away.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no camera, like, panning to his penis. It was just, like, right there all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I was like,
whoever the job that was.
Sucks. That's what I was thinking, too.
And it was uncircumcised, too, so it was interesting.
No,
I didn't even look that
European.
Deep. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't look that deep.
They don't do that.
Did not examine Emma to know if he was circumcised or not. So how do y'all think Arya's storyline is going?
Like, I don't know, but it needs to go somewhere because I'm getting bored now.
Yeah.
I'm so bored.
They have spent, for a show where
a
so
season
many
and a half.
Happen,
a
so
season
fast.
And a half, she's been there for a season and a half.
Yeah, and... Like, nothing. I mean, she better come out of this king badass. Like, they've done... Nothing has happened to Arya.
Is
zero.
This a storyline in the book? Or is this
yeah.
Thing
yeah, but it's so more cooler in the book, man. Because, like, like, in the book, you find out they're giving her potions to be blind.
Okay.
It's not... And so she's doing different... Remember, she was doing different missions in being blind. But... So she does missions blind, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they're giving her a potion, and she doesn't know that this potion that is making her blind is not like a, you know, mystical like that. They're giving her something that makes her blind, like temporarily blind. And like she's doing missions and killing people blind, which
yeah,
is
she's
even
like
more
doing assassinations, which
blind.
Is much more interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it needs to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna end up leaving them.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Like on some like
well,
y'all bullshit,
just,
man.
That would be so pointless. Why all that build? Like she has to do something.
She got equipped to go and fight. Some of the wars, some of the battles she's trying to take on while she was there, though. Like,
she's maybe going to learn how to change her face the way that he does,
yeah.
And then she's going to bolt.
Right.
Yeah.
As soon as
she
learns that.
To be something that
she's
power,
doing like
not
blind
just like, I went
kip-ups.
To go learn to fight. The Hound could have taught her how to fight. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing like blind kip ups and like taking on like barehanded. Brawlers now, like Arya's become like.
It's like she's
watching,
like
this, like
totally
watching
girl.
Batman Begins. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, this is completely different. But she's been training to fight the entire show, though. Like, that's all she's ever done is like try to become this, you know, guy that she isn't. But she's still gonna end up getting there the long way. So I'm like, hell, maybe this is just another pit stop and making her be like one of the coldest warriors that this realm has ever seen.
Yeah, she better have a really good part of the end game, though, because they're investing a lot of time in her training.
I think they're just taking me, because I felt the same way about her story as I felt about Bran last year while he wasn't there. You know, I'm just like, what is going on? And then I'm glad I didn't have to watch everything that Bran went through, like I'm watching what Arya's going through, but I mean... She needed to be humble, you know, she needed to go through this. I think it's more or less of a psychological character development thing with her, so I kind of appreciate that part of it.
I think it's a longer game, though. May 26, 2016 again. I think that...
You're like time stamp.
Yeah, I want people to know where I came from. I think that the mini faces are the Iron Bank too. I think they're all the same thing, though. Like, that's why we're there, though. because you'll see like that they like you don't end up seeing Jacqueline randomly at the bank though running shit though, and you'll be like, what the fuck is he doing there? Because when you the reason I thought of it, they told a story about how Bravos was created. It was saying that, you know, these people got away from slavery and started Bravos. So if they started Bravos, then the Iron Bank would have to be people from the Many Face God then. If they started it and they're the main people in power, they would have to be people of the Many Face God. So is Jacqueline cool with them? And like, is it all, I'm saying, is everything in Bravos all connected where they just basically do kind of what they want to do here, and they basically are training people, I feel, to go out into Westeros and do things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, I don't know where he's going to go with it, but, you know, just think like, man, like, it's because it's got to be something bigger than them just sitting in Bravos for this whole damn time with Arya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because that would suck if it was just like, yeah,
what he was here. What was the point of him being in Winterfell? I can't remember.
Who?
The Many Face God guy.
Oh, no, he wasn't in Winterfell. He was,
Harrenhal.
Okay.
Harrenhal.
Okay.
Yeah. He got captured somehow, bullshitting around. And that's my thing, though. I think he got captured on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did, too.
Yeah, was his purpose always to go after Arya and bring her there?
Well, then you go to the Many Face God thing. Because my other theory is that all these gods are the same god, though.
Mm-hmm.
Every god that everyone keeps talking about is the same exact one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you look at all the religions now, where you got Islam, you have Christianity, Judaism, but it's all one god that they're all talking about. It's just a different way everyone's interpreting them.
Because
like even going into Marine, like when the Red Priest out there, there's Red Varys as just told him about his whole life and why he's all messed up.
Yo, she was so old.
Yo, I ain't never seen Varys look like. Bitch, you got me.
Yeah. Like,
you don't know my life.
Yeah.
No, I do.
She perfectly described to him his dick getting cut off.
Yeah.
You know, which is creepy.
So he still has testicles. He just doesn't have penis.
I think he doesn't have any.
No, but see, a eunuch, it depends, man. I don't know how, because eunuchs are different. Like, some eunuchs just don't have balls and have a penis.
That's what I thought he said in one scene. Like, he.
Yeah, you can, a eunuch, the definition of a eunuch in general is no balls but a penis.
Like now, like Theon is like different.
Theon's wasn't exactly surgically done.
Yeah, not at birth. It wasn't done at birth. Yeah,
they just did that shit for funsies.
He got a back. He got a backyard
like
special.
What is his?
His, I think, is his dick off. Period. Because he talks about he can't have sex with old girl.
Yeah, because don't they explain in the book that they want them to be like the perfect servants?
Yeah,
and so like. To trust them, that they have to know that he in no way can have a woman, so they just like it's like all that shit's gone.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Which seems kind of fake for like a warrior, because like you're breeding
testosterone.
You probably want him to have some testosterone,
or maybe it is. Maybe it is just the sack gone though, and then it's hard to get hard. So, but you have all this pent up aggression in there still.
It's a bunch of super angry dudes.
Super angry, man. You know, think about you and shit, man. That's how half this world is fucked up because of that. That's a whole other thing.
I probably just killed myself.
Yeah. So I mean, how do you all think that storyline of Marine's going with Tyrion and Varys? And I guess because now there's been peace. How many days is that peace was for? What, 30 or something?
Yeah, it was a stretch.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
How long does Dany have to stay out? Is going to stay out there in the Dothraki camp, though? Like, she could go back anytime she wants to now.
I think
she's probably charging back now.
But it's sort of riding out of that.
What'd you think about the story with Meryn Jorah, though? Like, that was, here's the funny thing
about
it.
It was the ultimate friend zone.
My God, isn't it? It's the awesome worst.
Like, that's the friend zone. I just want to be with. I just want you to do well, baby. I just want you to do well. Leave though.
I need you to leave, and I need you to never have sex with somebody else.
Well, here's the thing. And get well. I don't want to see you until you get well.
Like, it was. Leave me. It was the full circle because, the other dude was standing there looking like he was like. What the fuck? Like, but meanwhile, at the end of the other season, he was sitting there trying to talk crazy in Dany ear while her pseudo husband was sitting there. Now he's sitting there looking like the other guy. Dany about to just be like, I don't feel like it right now. And then he's just gonna be standing there like, he's
He's out.
And now she's got, I mean, like, yo, she's got like some legendary pussy, because like dudes are like casting thousands of ships together to come after her, and he's still not gonna get it. Like, no. Like, bro, like, goddamn, she's got the pussy on a higher pedestal than anybody.
I mean, you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it. You heard she walked through some fire. She probably do got some fire pussy too, though. If she can walk through fire, the pussy's fire too. I guarantee you.
Oh, I guarantee you, it's top notch. Oh, top notch. I mean, you might not even want it.
Yeah, because it may change your life.
Mother, if you're because the mother of dragons,
yeah, no, because it'll change your life. Though you see, Dario just keep running up.
Raw enough.
Raw. It's only raw in them days.
That's true.
So you got to think, Dario is straight up
leather swordsman.
Dario is willing to be the side dude when she getting married. He's like, cool, I'll be the boyfriend number two.
Yeah,
he was comfortable with
it. He's down to be Mister.
I might just not trust him.
I might just call him Mister.
Mister.
Yeah, Dario is shady.
You think he's gonna do some shady stuff?
Yeah, I can't remember who said it, but he might be the leader of the Heart.
That was that was us. That was talking about that. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, if it is, man, that'd be crazy. But he's in the ultimate friend zone, though, man. Like,
Jorah?
Yeah, and the more but no, Jorah's not 800 years
old. He's not that
old. He looks like it.
Yeah, but he's on like 50 something. So. But the thing is crazy though is that you know that. You probably know. Stannis' daughter had great skill, and she got healed of it by the Red Priestess.
Yeah.
It's a Red Priestess back in Meereen, but she sent him off somewhere else. Right.
Go find whatever.
Yeah, you find whatever. She could have just rolled back on him and be like,
what if he goes and finds Melisandre?
That means he got to go back to Westeros. He's going to be dead by the time he get back there.
He'll be a gargoyle by that time.
I love you more than anything, but you just need to go really far for me for a really long time. But hold on to me in your heart. Yeah, don't meet anyone else. Yeah, I don't want you to meet anyone else on that trip.
I think that's one of those situations where you know ain't nothing gonna happen with nobody else though. Like it's like, dude, I've got HIV. I don't think it's gonna work out.
Joe gotta wear that big old sleeve, don't he? Hollering at girls like, no, don't touch my, don't even touch my arm.
You gonna have to have on like,
touch this arm, no.
You gonna have to have on like back in the day when you got like a hickey, but you know you about to go out to Saints, so you gotta put a turtleneck on.
And you sitting up there in the spot there with your neck all cramped up.
Your neck all tight. You looking like a dude off Strictly Business with one of them.
I remember Raven had a one back when I
was. Just don't tell him I'm
she was trying to hide it. She was trying to hide it and everything.
Did it happen this decade?
This is
when you turn 30, you get a reset.
No, but it's still funny though, because Raven was definitely on the shoulder, the shoulder lean.
I was probably like 15, 16.
Yeah, she had that shoulder, that young Dro shoulder lean going on.
Looking like Quasimodo.
And Raven got that skin, her complexion, and she got that red skin where it automatically will pop out on your ass. Somebody can thump her neck and it's going to pop out.
That's true.
So I guess what other area we got left? I'm trying to think. We got Marine. Iron Islands, y'all think he's an asshole. So Ramsay, he going to go down, y'all hoping this season?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will.
I hope he dies in an embarrassing and painful fashion. Yeah. Kind of the way Joffrey did, where it was like a humiliating
death. They need to crucify him.
I think I see it being something publicly broadcast.
I think Jon Snow should hang him from the castle.
The poetic justice would be for him to get his dick cut off and put in his mouth. Why he's being crucified is something crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want to see that, though.
But I'm saying that'd be your poetic justice, though, of like... Mm-hmm.
That would be fair.
Yeah.
That would be
absolutely
fair.
I mean,
or fed to his dogs, because that's what he did.
He always is talking about them dogs.
He loves those dogs.
I know.
In the books, it's so much creepier with dogs. Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen.
He has his dogs fuck though. Other people in the books.
I know what's gonna happen to those dogs though. They gonna see that dire wolf.
Yeah.
you're talking about John's dire wolf.
Yeah,
see
it's gonna be like Debo back.
He's gonna ride up on his little tiny bike.
That dog will go ride down the street on that bike with a rag on his head and go in that bike in that dog stable and go.
He said Debo back.
Debo.
Oh no. They're gonna be barking. They're gonna have a little circle around him just barking.
Mm-hmm.
And then just fall to the wayside.
Done.
Yeah, but we gotta have more villains. They gotta produce more villains. If Ramsay's gonna die, we gotta have somebody else though.
Yeah, I don't think Ramsay's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I think he's.
I guess Dario's the head of the.
I think yeah.
Harpy, maybe he'll be the next kind of that. Big, I mean, bad guy.
I mean, it'd be crazy if he was. You know, and I need Tyrion to kill him too, or something like that.
It'd be great. The dwarf kills him. Yeah. That'd be great.
This, like, back.
Well, yeah. He fancies himself as badass yeah. warrior, and then
with a little knife too, like. Like a little shank, almost.
That'd be great.
So, I mean, so everything going on with Daenerys and the being the mother of dragons and going through the fire. They, you know, in the books, it's nothing like that. Like, she ain't walking through fire like that. Mm-hmm. Like, because now they're making it where all Targaryens can't be burned. That's basically what they're saying now.
Yeah, it seems to be this impression that they're just, you can't light them.
But no, that wasn't true, though, because, I mean, well, if you dunk an egg, you know, a dunk an egg. You know, egg dies
mm-hmm. yeah.
from a fire. From a fire. So, like, it'd be her gorilla, her great-great-uncle. Her great-uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in a fire.
Interesting.
And it burned down, like, 50% of King's Landing. Okay. And he died. So I was like, I don't know where y'all kind of going with this. But they're making her into, like, a Christ-like figure, though, at this point, too. Mm-hmm.
Her and John, because he came back from the dead.
John too, yeah. John's back from the dead. That's a whole other different thing. Yeah,
That is one thing. I'm kind of surprised that John doesn't have a little more sense of urgency, since we saw that when he died, there was nothing anymore. So it's not like, you know, he died and went somewhere beautiful. And it, I mean, I don't get why he doesn't have more urgency in life now that he has his life back.
He probably just is looking to not die.
Yeah.
It seems to be his urgency. He's not in any hurry to go back there.
Okay. So, is he going to find out? Are they going to go and talk to the guy that was at the Tower of Joy this?
They got to, man. Ago? They got to go talk to, Highland? What is his name? I can't remember his name now.
Yeah. That'll probably be the last.
Hyman Roth?
No, it's not Hyman Roth.
You're going to go down to Miami. Visit
Jon Snow. Go down to Miami.
Visit Hyman on his plastic-covered couch.
In his freshly sewn wolf garb.
Yeah.
I like the wolf.
I mean, well, you know that the girl that's with Bran is his daughter. That character's daughter.
Wait, say that again?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I think they're going
Reed,
now.
Reed, right? It's,
Reed. Highland Reed.
Yeah.
They got that floating, castle island out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want it to come up this season just so I can see that alone.
And another thing that me and him talked about, that Tower of Joy scene, like, Highland Reed's supposed to be way older than Ned. And he's supposed to be, like, super small. Mm. Like, he was a skinny dude that just... There's the only one left that end up dying, because they made him look like in that he was kind of like on the same level as John. I mean, he was, but it felt like, but in the books, it felt like he was more of an elder, like, you know, just an older fighter that came out and rode out with him.
Yeah, he's definitely like set up as a more experienced.
I wish he would have been like Magneto from the first X-Men movie, like that old, like
just, with the gray hair,
yeah, like three-eyed Raven old.
Max von Sydow.
In the flashback.
And speaking of which, since we're not going to see him anymore, I love Max von Sydow. It was so awesome when he was on the show.
Yeah.
Great actor. Looks exactly the same as he did like 50 years ago.
Yeah. He might not be going anywhere anytime soon. It just might be where he's at. He might just be stuck there.
Just sticking the Raven, the place the Raven at.
Yeah, like that just might be who he is. He might be getting ready to go sit in a tree himself for like 1,000 years now. Like, oh, Dumb with Thrones.
And good for him. I think he's 84. Still working.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Because what's interesting, the one place that we haven't seen and talked about is, Dragonstone, where the Baratheons are from. They're the only ones that can produce the dragon glass to kill the White Walkers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think it's like Dragonstone's essentially a volcano.
Yeah, it's a volcano. So they got to come back in the front. And I'm interested, who's running
it's
now?
It's like Wakanda.
It's like Wakanda. Like,
yeah, it's exactly like
that. Yeah, but my whole thing is, who's running that now?
Yeah.
Stannis is dead, Renly's dead.
I'm hoping that
Davos is gone.
I hope that before the end of this year, they find Rob's will. I'd like the year to end like that. Because remember, Rob bequeathed all that stuff to Jon Snow in his will.
Yeah.
I would love for the year to end like that. Because I think the next year could end up being some type of...
But that's Highland Reed, I heard. In the books, people said that Highland Reed had that will.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm hoping that when he goes to see him, that...
He's like, boom, here you go.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting.
That's gonna cause some beef. I want them to conquer Winterfell. Sansa to get Winterfell because she's a Stark, and they're following the Stark flag again. Jon Snow to continue on with his journey.
And keep on, we'll keep it moving.
And then find out that he really is the king in the North.
Literally.
Because the king in the North bequeathed it to him.
And it'll be a big moment for the estates and trust lawyers on the show.
No.
They'll have a long episode.
Right. No, I think,
where he reads through all the clauses.
Well, I think what's crazy is, I can actually see it flipping to where he does find out, but burns it or something. For Sansa to stay as running.
Well, if it's given to him, he can give it to her. So he might go that route.
I think the other funny thing this week was, do you want us to close the door, Lord Commander? I'm not your Lord Commander.
And then he looked
and
around.
And then the guy, everybody just stops and just looks around like, well, somebody's got to tell us what to do. And I was like, it's like Minions. I was like, somebody, like, he's got a bunch of...
But then the part of you when that door closed is, you know, that's like going to be like the last time you saw them alive almost. You feel like...
Yeah, they're going to die. They're all going to die. All
right, close the bloody door.
And I love Dolorous Ed, but man, his days are numbered.
Unless he can somehow get out of it and be only alive when the White Walkers come take that wall down.
I just wonder if she takes Bran beyond the wall, because, you know, realize that magic of that tree went out the window when he touched Bran. Well, he's touched Bran permanently now, so is there anywhere that he can run?
No, it's other trees that are like that he could touch and get his powers back.
I was reading somewhere that spiral was seen in another scene.
Yeah, it's different trees. He can get it back. Yeah, it's not like
it's like anymore. It's like the godswood trees.
Yeah, it's certain type of trees that you can pop up with. You know, it's kind of like... being at the major hub like in Atlanta, but you got other airports in other cities. You know, you know, the major hub is Atlanta. You know, they go anywhere. But you know, you can pop out and go different places with everything else. So, any predictions for next week before we get out of here? Anybody got any predictions for next week?
Brienne is going to be set up by Littlefinger.
Well, I think there's a war on the steps of the church in King's Landing.
There's gonna be a power play in King's Landing. We're probably
like the ones the Blues can score on.
Yeah, just like that.
It'll David Backus will be at King's Landing.
It'd be a 5-on-4, and
they still get a goal scored on you.
Yeah. Fucking Blues. Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see that. I'm interested to see if they mirror Sam's path in the books. Because they really don't have enough time for him to go and become a maester.
Yeah,
because
it takes 30 years to become a maester.
Yeah, so like he's gonna have to like just go there and find something important.
He's gonna be in Doctor Strange in November, and then just by next season he'll be ready to go.
Perfect. That'd be
so
great.
Just crossover. I mean,
just take a little time.
That'll work.
Yeah, why not? Or he'll buy like a Ouija board or get like dope, do like street magic. Like Sam becomes like a street magician. Like he's like, you know, doing dice tricks and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think next week you're going to see Lady Stoneheart.
Oh, that'd be good. Because
she's going back that way. She's going that way.
She's headed to the Riverlands.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd love him to bring her back.
Yeah. But that's not too good for her, though. You know.
Well, it ends poorly, but.
So that's why I'm wondering, going back to Littlefinger, though, maybe he knows that, like, you know, if they go that way, I know that the Brotherhood of Banners is out there fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that someone, they can get hurt or something like that. So if you go back into him lying.
Yeah.
Did Littlefinger get the Knights of the Vale together, though? Like, did he mobilize them when he said it's time for us to get into the fray?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's getting them, I guess,
like,
prepped.
So I wonder if they're, like, already, like, stationed somewhere.
Yeah, I think that they're setting up, like, you didn't have the other army, but I got mine. You want me to my mind to come help you out?
Sansa gotta go take the block back over. That's all that is.
Sansa gotta take the block.
Sansa about to roll in on that same bike that the dire wolf gonna be on. She gonna be on the handles of that bike with that dire wolf driving it down the street.
Oh man, well man, thank y'all again for everyone for listening. We'll be back next week. Raven, are you be in town next week?
I will be. I'll just be getting back from New York.
See? Jet setting and stuff. Look at you out there hanging out. She lives in Sex in the City. But in St. Louis.
I'll be driving.
One conference room at a time.
I got a happy hour for my job.
So Matt will be here drunk next week.
We just decided on it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be. Yeah, that other stuff was real fun. We did 15 minutes. We was like, dude, we got to start this over.
Yeah, we
talking too outlandish. Like, we got to calm it down. Because I came from somewhere drinking, came into this crib.
Yeah.
And then I brought beer with me.
And I was getting ready to go out. When you got
yeah. So, next week, email us, landocalpod@gmail.com. Next week, we're going to read some more emails. We got some emails. People want to have some questions for us next week.
Pick your Deadpool people. Who do you think dies this week?
Oh, okay. Ooh. All right.
Ooh. That's a good question.
Bonus, but we've got some bonus content here for you on the way out the door. Who's going to die? The young man has to pick all three. Pick somebody that's going to die this week.
One person to die. Oh, man. Damn. A whole bunch of people in King's Landing?
Yeah. Man, guy number I can't think of like a
man. Yeah, High Sparrow's dying this week.
You think High Sparrow's
dying? That's a good call.
The High Sparrow dies this week and Mayhem.
Are they,
Are they
tired of paying Jonathan Pryce's salary?
I'll one up you. The High Sparrow's little second in command dude is going to die.
The one
that was messing with Cersei.
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
The one that really dropped dime on everything. The one that got all this, dropped dime on everything.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, Missandei or one of the major people in Marina died. Or, like, Grey Worm. I don't think it's real likely.
It's so calm.
Grey Worm can't die, really, though. I think Grey Worm and them can't die because we don't have that many black people in there. Like, you're getting into territory of, like, real bad diversity going on. You know.
They can always just walk another dude in from out of nowhere.
You better do it fast, though. Because if, I'm just saying.
You can't go kill off the eunuchs on the show.
And on top of that, Marine looks like it's a little bit more ethnically colored, and then you start killing off those people, and then you bring like another Dario Naharis looking person. Like, yeah, I'm here now. I'm the new head. You'd be like, okay, that's not the best route diversity wise.
We'll see. I don't know. Yeah. I'm shooting the moon this week. I'm saying the High Sparrow.
That's a good guess.
Raven doesn't have any. Raven, do you have anybody you think is gonna die?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this week.
No, just in general, in life.
One person.
Somebody that's gonna die.
Raven walked away for 5 minutes, but she's back now with her Deadpool.
I mean, I don't watch Deadpool.
What? No, he said.
It's just the bet on who's gonna die.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the TV show. That's why I walked away.
Was it Deadpool TV show?
I thought there was. No. Never mind. I'm tired. I mean, I still think Brienne might die. I don't want her to, but I think she's... Well, definitely Marjorie's brother.
Okay, there we go. That's a good one.
I think people are dying in King's Landing this week.
Yeah, there might be a lot of
people, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or nobody. That might be the crazy part, man. Nobody. Somebody might trip down some steps on another place.
There was so much suspense last week, though.
Yeah.
That maybe they'll give it a rest next week.
Yeah, they can't do no Hodor again. They can't do that again. But thank y'all for listening. Matt, I know you got an engagement. Raven just wants to sleep. And
yes, I do.
Tyler has a wife waiting for him, and I got to go anyway. So, shout out to everybody. Thank y'all for listening, as always. See y'all. Peace.